We were told that socialism died with the demise of the Eastern Bloc. Yet, recent domestic and international events seem to give Marxist theory a new legitimacy. Keynote speaker Larry Holmes wanted to refocus the meaning of socialism as the empowerment of working people.
We're not going forward. We're not expanding rights. We're not expanding workers' control. We're fighting to hold on. Don't cut this. Don't cut that. Our enemy has tried to tell us and the world that socialism is no longer on the historical agenda. We say no. The simple truth is that from an economic standpoint, the world has never been more ripe for socialism. We're talking about socialism in and through the class struggle. It's necessary for the rank and file workers to feel that their destiny is in their hands and is just not going to be resolved in some office somewhere by some leaders, even good leaders. They have to organize those committees. They have to get involved. They have to be animated. They can't just be asleep or wait for a mailing to tell them what happened.
Fred Goldstein says the historical record of socialism has been distorted.
The movement and the world used to rely upon the USSR to defend it against the rampages of imperialism. That's the truth. Imperialism reacquired 1/6 of the globe by the counter-revolution in the USSR. And they did move out and plunder on a new scale. The collapse of the USSR does not present one single bit of evidence for the failure of socialism. A 75-year war was waged against them, starting with intervention in 1917 and a Nazi invasion that killed 20 million people and destroyed most of the industry. And a 45-year Cold War that was military, political, and economic in character, and was a blockade.
If socialism is to survive, it must rebuild by engaging into dialogue with the growing numbers who are becoming disenchanted with the capitalist system and help them see the contradictions. Monica Moorhead says that.
And of course, class oppression has certainly impacted on every inch of the globe. For example, there are officially over 800 million people who are considered either malnourished or starving. There would be more than enough food to feed the world if the workers controlled food production as well as food distribution. Every person could have 3 meals a day. It can happen. But what many revolutionaries tend to gloss over is that the tiny minority of those who control the means of producing everything in society will commit any crime against humanity in order to safeguard their profits.
Brenda Stokely, president of AFSCME DC 1707, showed that the way to prepare for socialism is through grassroots outreach.
If we don't deal with racism, and that's been the failure of many of the parties that have existed in this country, not sufficiently grounding themselves and taking a consistent stand around it, and not just a paternalistic stand, not a stand where white folks show up in Harlem and pass out newspapers. It ain't about that. It's about grooming and organizing and supporting the struggles of African Americans, Latinos, Asians, Chicanos, Native Americans. It means supporting their leadership, their agenda when it's a revolutionary agenda. It does not mean substituting your leadership for theirs.
The developments in Iraq and Palestine represent a historical opportunity to build world solidarity for radical social, economic, and political change.
I say we're fighting to defeat imperialism over there. And if imperialism is defeated in Iraq, the stakes are so high that it will help every liberation movement, every worker, every oppressed person in the world. Immediately.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.